is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Well, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Today's Thursday, May 24th, 2012. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, broadcast daily, mornings at 10 Central Time and afternoons at 3 Central Time. Morning class podcasts are available anytime at gcnlive.com. Afternoon streaming audio is available at newstalk560.com. Links on the website, usaprepares.com. Your classroom reaches all 50 states and worldwide on the internet. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast, just click on usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota, and we are your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. As you know, there are over 100 of us here at USAprepares.com, and today I'd like to introduce you to Maggie Craddock. Maggie is an executive coach for corporate senior management. You've seen her on CNBC and National Public Radio. She's with us today at USAprepares.com in the broadcast classroom. Maggie Craddock, Power Genes, Understanding Your Personal Power Persona and How to Wield It at Work. Her book. So that's today's class is focused on your workplace, the environment in which you dedicate most of your awake life. Let's put it this way. We sleep 8 hours a day and we work 8 hours a day and we spend 3 to 4 hours thinking about work or getting ready for work or commuting to work. That means we spend about 12 of our 16 awake hours doing something relating to work. That means 3 out of 4 hours of our awake life from Monday through Friday, we're either commuting to work, at work, or thinking about work. I suggest we all learn how to make our work environment better for everyone concerned because we're falling down as a nation and we've lost a significant part of our competitive edge. Today's threats are real. They're to you and your family, to your home, to your property, because we all need to do a better job wherever we work. Because if we don't, our competition will eat us alive. Welcome, Maggie Craddock.
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm glad to be here.
Did you disagree with anything that I've said?
No, you just said it so beautifully. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, this is really about helping people make the most of their own professional journey because you need to balance what you're giving to your work and what you're getting from your work, but also helping companies and leaders around the world really understand how important human dynamics are to how we give and take power in our lives and how we give and take power as a nation.
Yeah. Well, Maggie Craddock, you've written this book, 216 pages, and I just checked before the broadcast for the latest pricing. It's available on Amazon.com for $18.50. Great value. And, you know, I used to have a job. I haven't had a job for a very long time. The last time I reported for work was in 1989. And, you know, I was thinking about what work was like and, you know, trying to climb the corporate ladder as any good employee would do. And all the people that were around me trying to pull me off the ladder. I'm trying to think about, you know, doing a good job. You think, okay, you know, I'll just do a really good job and do the best I can for the company and give it my all 100% of the time. And, you know, and there are people looking up at you saying, you know, hey, knock it off. You're making us look bad, you know? So anybody, and I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about anybody who's really trying very hard to do the best they could for the company as a whole. People that weren't would look at those that were and try to pull them down because really, because the people that were in performing to the best were making the rest look not so good. So I look back at that and I think how dumb we are. Because the attitude of let's do an adequate job, let's not excel, is bringing us down as a nation because other countries as nations are beating us. So, Maggie, you talk about power genes. Let's talk about what do you mean by power genes?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, Vince, and I don't think it's so much that we're dumb, although some people are.
Yeah.
I think it's that it's a really stressful time around the world.
It is.
And most of us devote a tremendous amount of energy to what we prefer not to know about ourselves, particularly when we're under stress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as an executive coach who's worked with clients around the world, I've really learned that people's inner emotional reactions and then their behavior to power plays on the job and their life are often rooted in the ways they learn to respond to the first authority figures they ever had. And those are the caregivers in the family system. And I know it starts to get kind of personal, but when you're talking about your livelihood and the success of your company, it does get personal. People's adrenaline kicks up and they respond before they even have time to think. So whether somebody out there is grappling with an office bully or trying to survive a turf war or trying to get back into the workforce because they've been downsized unexpectedly, you know, the way that people were conditioned to respond to power in that first system, in the family system, can have a huge impact as to whether they come across as a dictator or a doormat on the job, and that's big stuff, Vince. So I have learned, and it has been proven, that people can enhance their career momentum, they can be better leaders on the job, they can help their organizations by developing a deeper understanding of how their personal relationship with power on that job mimics some of the power dynamics that they experienced in the family system. So the work in this book, Power Genes, is all about how emotional and behavioral triggers established by the way that you responded to those first caregivers can determine whether you're going to lash out in anger or shut down or hopefully seek a deeper level of understanding when your power's threatened at your organization, in your job, anywhere in life.
Excellent, excellent points. So it all goes back to how you were raised. Is that what you're saying, plus your genetic makeup?
It really does, because we've studied a lot of stuff about power events. We've studied it around the world in different cultures. And the one thing we can say about power is that it's relational. Okay, power exists in relation. So in relationship, you know, in your relationship with yourself, power becomes the strength to distinguish your true values and intentions from the objectives that other people want you to have, other people want to influence you with. In terms of your relationship with other people, and this is where most people really get power genes on the job and apply it, power in your relations with others means the ability to deal with conflict in a way that fortifies your personal integrity rather than diminishing it. Mm-hmm. And then when we start talking about organizations in the nation, I mean, power with regard to organizations is your ability to identify and actively support professional cultures, groups, organizations that reinforce your core values, and then, of course, when necessary, make a healthy break with the ones that don't.
Yeah, Maggie, and as a result of this broadcast class, will you be able to analyze and maybe figure out my persona? And by the end of the broadcast, if you think you'll have enough information through our discussion, maybe my tone, the way I respond, my actions, to figure out what my persona is?
Well, you bet, because, you know, this stuff sounds complicated, but we've done a lot of work to simplify it for people because we know how integral this is.
Mm-hmm.
So power basically, you know, kind of comes down to two simple building blocks. I mean, everybody's got an inner life and an outer life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we explore the building blocks of power that apply to anyone in the book Power Genes, we've created a matrix we call the power grid.
Mm-hmm.
And all it does is it maps your inner emotional responses to the give and take of power against your behavioral preferences, whether you would prefer to deal with people as individuals or groups. And what it does is it reveals these four core power styles, the pleaser, the charmer, the commander, the inspirer.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick to advance is that we all have all these power styles in us operating all the time. But depending upon what happened in your family system, you'll discover that you tend to default most of the time maybe to one or two of these power styles, and they all have strengths and blind spots. And if you'd like, I can sort of go over a little description of all four of those core power styles before we start digging into yours or anybody's. Would that be helpful?
That would be. That's the perfect way to do it.
Well, that's just what we'll do then. So,
okay.
So we talk about the fact that the inner emotional responses to power that most people have range between trust and fear. Now, there's a lot of different ways we could have labeled those poles, but when we dealt with thousands of people around the world, and they talked about, you know, their inner responses to power, the most frequent responses we got were, you know, the emotions of trust and fear in terms of how they dealt with leaders or how they led themselves. And then also in your behavioral preferences in the outer world, some people tend to gravitate towards influencing others one-on-one and influencing others in groups. And this has its roots in the family system. Because if you had caregivers who were the first people in life that ever had power over you, if they were people who, like, say, on a rainy day would say, you know, you want to wear the red raincoat or the blue one, you have a tendency to gravitate to fear to people who give you a choice, who inspire trust. And if people were like, you know what, you put a raincoat on, you're going to get in trouble, you tend to go to the fear-based thing. And then, you know, dealing with individuals in groups, if you, you know, could get the car keys from mom when you couldn't get them from dad, you're going to deal with people one-on-one. And if they formed a united front, you're going to deal with people in groups. And it sounds simple, but it gives us the pleaser, the charmer, the commander, the inspirer. And the pleaser is somebody who exemplifies power by attempting to connect with others at a really personal level. So if you've had some scarcity issues growing up in your family system, that could be at the heart of this. And that can be stressors that can range from financial struggles, which I know many families have today, but it doesn't have to be financial. It could be preoccupation with a sick relative, whatever it was. If you grew up as a pleaser, you may not have gotten the attention that you wanted from your caregivers early in life. And because of this, you kind of grow up hungry for validation, and especially hungry for validation and approval on the job, and easily triggered by the withdrawal of approval. So if you're one of those people who, you know, hangs in there and wants a pat on the back and is eager for those performance evaluations and has difficulty standing up for yourself, that could be a dimension of the power style you got to look at. Then the second
Maggie Craddock, Power Genes, for going to understand your power persona and how to wield it at work. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh Liquid Whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Today we're learning about workplace relationships with Maggie Craddock, and she is the president of Workplace Relationships Incorporated. That's workplacerelationships.com, workplacerelationships.com. And there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com. Maggie, if we're interested in obtaining a copy of your book, what's the best way for us to get that?
The best way to find Power Genes, Vince, is probably to go on Amazon.com. That's really simple. It's also at many Barnes & Noble and in the Hudson News and the Harvard Business section of a lot of the airports across the country.
Thanks so much. I found it for $18.50 on Amazon.com at the beginning of the broadcast. Okay, so Maggie, we're talking about workplace relationship. We're talking about nurture and nature. From early childhood. So let's continue with that and the relationship to these power personas.
Well, thanks, Vince. We talked a little bit about the pleaser. I'll tell you the other three power styles. First, the charmer is the one where you see people who have this intensity of focus that can intimidate or seduce other people into complying with them. Now, the thing about charmers is we see them all over corporate America, and these are people who really grew up needing to soothe an emotionally needy parent early in life. So they were really sort of taking care of a parent who was turning to them rather than a spouse. And as a result, you get these charmers who have little respect for formal authority and can manipulate other people to get their needs met. So it's really easy for a listener to say, yeah, I know that guy. I've seen him as a CEO. I've seen him in the headlines. In the book, we actually talk a little bit about Angelina Jolie, who's a, you know, movie star who's seen as a little bit of a charmer. But the thing to remember is there's a way to deal with these people. And if you're one of these people, there's a way to deal with these trust issues inside yourself. So it's a very predominant power style. The next one we see is what we call the commander. And the commander are those people who operate with a results orientation, and they tend to foster a sense of urgency in other people. Now, the family dynamic that's going to give you a commander is people who grew up in a home where rigid adherence to rules and a strict hierarchy were the order of the day. So these commanders have often grown up in families with systems that are devoted to sports, maybe, religion, the military, any larger system that reinforces discipline and a really strict code of conduct. I know that Jack Welch has mentioned in the book, audiences have said that Miranda Priestley in The Devil Wears Prada, you know, that character that Meryl Streep played, really reminds them of the commander style. And then we have the inspirer. And the inspirer is fascinating because that's a power style characterized by people who are really innovative thinkers, and they really do operate with a commitment to the greater good. And the thing that makes inspirers stick out is they have this altruistic reflex that causes them to support people and causes they believe in without stopping to calculate what's in it for them first. And that's a fascinating part because many people do for others, but they sometimes do it with strings attached. Inspirers do not. And the family system that's going to give you an inspirer is one where you have people who grew up in families that valued self-expression over conformity. And those caregivers were often willing to make personal sacrifices to achieve professional excellence in things like artistic performance or the sciences or something like that. So that gives us our four core styles: the pleaser, the charmer, the commander, the inspirer. The thing to bear in mind, Vince, is we've all got the seeds of all of them in us, but if you understand this stuff, you can start to understand the strengths and the blind spots on the job that other people exhibit and you exhibit too, that will help you play to your strengths and stop giving your power away in ways that are going to keep you from supporting your organization or supporting your own career momentum the way that you'd like to.
So if you look at these four styles, if we understand them mm-hmm. and we work to our advantage and to the advantage of our coworkers, we can become a better organization. We can become more competitive, and we can develop better products and services. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And here's where understanding these core power styles really does it. At the individual level, it helps people make an important flip, because who hasn't had a really difficult boss? Who hasn't had a colleague that's trying to sort of nip at their heels on their turf or something like that? But understanding these power styles helps you think not just so much about how you're coming across in the job, it helps you consider how other people are feeling about themselves when they're around you.
And that's Maggie Prada, Power Teams. Let's get some of some Vin Pinelli, USA.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds... During...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Maggie Craddock received a master's in science and economics from the London School of Economics. She's got a master's degree in social work from New York University. And Maggie has a BA in economics from Smith College. And we're talking about these four quadrants, the commander, the charmer, the pleaser, the inspirer, people that have personalities like these that you meet in the workplace, and you need to work with them, and you need to work as best as you can with them and use their personas to the advantage of you and your company so that you can be competitive in this global marketplace where America is not doing as well as it used to. Maggie, please continue.
Well, absolutely, Vincent. Thank you for that intro. I'll tell you, in sort of fatter times in the workplace, in times when, you know, everything looked rosy and we didn't worry as much about the European debt crisis and what's going on in business, mm-hmm. I think that the urgency around understanding sort of the strings and pulleys for people personally wasn't as important, because you could almost get like a dysfunctional personality premium. You know, you get paid so much money that you would deal with crazy people around you on the job, and you sort of take that in stride. But what's happening now is things are so lean and mean and competitive that people are actually having to answer for their leadership style. They're actually having to see the bottom line results of what a lot of dysfunctional behavior is doing in careers and in organizations. And people really need to understand that inner piece of how we tick, how you connect, how you get through to people that may be kind of stressed out, overly competitive, you know, not really thinking about the greater good as much as we think that they should. Understanding these different power styles, the pleaser, the charmer, the commander, the inspirer, it will help you deal with difficult bosses. It will help you deal with competition in a healthy way with colleagues on the job, because we're all going to have it. Mm-hmm. And it will help you distinguish yourself in a productive but non-threatening way, so that you can be the person who gets hired when you're coming in, when there's a lot of competition for a particular job. So it's really kind of critical. Each one of these power styles has strengths. Each one of these power styles has blind spots. We've all got them all within us. And when you get this framework, you learn how to be agile enough to switch your power style when you need to, play to the strengths of all of them, and not fall into those blind spots you may have been locked and loaded with just because of what happened in your family system. No good guys, no bad guys, but we all have ways that we inadvertently give our power away, and this helps us stop being blind to it.
Hmm. And, you know, you mentioned early in the broadcast class that there's a potential for someone to be a doormat.
Oh, yeah.
And get walked on. And I've seen that so many times. And those people seem to not want to cause problems. Like, well, if you want to do it that way, that's okay. That's okay with me. Even if that person didn't want to do it that way, just not to cause controversy.
Oh,
I saw
absolutely.
That so much.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and those are usually the blind spots that we associate with a pleaser. And let me tell you, there's a little pleaser in all of us. I mean, the most hard-charging CEOs that you would think are commanders straight down the line are going to be pleasers to someone on their board of directors or a very powerful client. And the blind spots around this are, you know, the excessive need for external validation, loyal to a fault, personalizing professional criticism, basically being a doormat, what you said. And how do we stop that? Well, we take that strategic pause and we try to look in ourselves and see, what is it about this dynamic or this situation that's bringing this out in me? You realize it's a behavior. It may be a conditioned, habitual response that kicks in faster than you have time to think. But when you understand this kind of framework about yourself and others, it gives you time to think. You know, is this person sort of like mowing me down? Well, why are they doing that? And what is it about their style and my style that's causing that to happen? What's getting triggered in me that I'm giving my power away?
You know, Maggie, as I look at business today, I get a chance to meet with lots of businesses being in behind the microphone here. And what I've noticed is that employees, even at the vice presidential level, are not interested in sticking their head up and saying, hey, I've got a great idea. Mm-hmm. How about if we consider doing such and such? And what I'm saying is the employees today are so worried about being laid off, being fired, that they would rather not suggest what could be an absolutely fabulous idea, because the potential exists that that idea might get shot down and they might look a little less promising within the organization because other people don't understand the idea. They don't mm-hmm. want to take the risk, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that
fear,
that leads,
yeah, absolutely, Vincent, it's scary because fear destroys innovative thinking. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that's really hurting a lot of our companies, and I would have to say in some cases our educational system in this country. We have to be really careful about that. And when you start understanding power styles, yours and those of other people in your organization, and maybe even the power style of the people at the top of your organization. Because some things formally get rewarded, but, you know, certain power styles informally get rewarded if you understand what's making the leaders in your organization tick. You learn how to express innovative ideas in such a way that that system's going to be able to hear them and embrace them, and it's not so scary. So it's not always what you do, Vin. Sometimes it's how you do it. And understanding power styles, yours and those of the dominant players in your organization, can be just what you need to be patient enough and agile enough to deliver a good idea in such a way that's going to take fire, and you're not going to lose credit for it in the process.
And that seems to be something that employees are very concerned with. They want to make sure that they get the credit for whatever they do, and they're very concerned about that. Whereas I don't understand that. I think that it's more important to do the right thing and do a great job for the company and actually deliver way more benefit to the company than the company's paying you. Because if everybody did that, the company would be very successful, and you might not have to worry about getting laid off.
Ah, see, your power style is showing. I think, Vince, that you have all the symptoms of a classic inspirer, because that's how inspirers think. They think, oh, the heck with it, you know? I don't need credit for it. I have a bazillion great ideas a day. If you guys, you know, catch a couple of them and run with it, that's fine with me, because they're constantly having great ideas. And what you have to be careful of for other inspirers that are listening to sort of Vince make this comment is that there are people that are going to be jealous of a genuine innovative thinkers in a system, and they're not only going to grab credit for your idea, they may do things to demotivate you within the system as well, because they're intimidated by the fact that they stole your idea, they're running with it, and they don't want anybody else to figure that out. So as generous as that impulse is, you also, if you're an inspirer and you're one of these people who's always ticking off with great ideas, have to be thoughtful about having a blind spot of being a little politically naive, so people not only don't just take your idea, they take your role, they take your office, and they take everything else with it along the way. So,
well, I've actually seen that, Maggie. I've seen people I hate to say this, but I'll say it anyway. I've seen people in our community will say, I'm partnering up with Vinny, you know, and me and Vinny, we're partners. And, and they would use that, publicly, and they would express that publicly so that in the public opinion that this person and I would be partners, when in fact it was absolutely not true. And the idea was they wanted to, own part of my corporation just by claiming in the public eye, in the public venue, and behind the microphone, not me, but others behind the microphone, that we were partners. And so I've seen this many, many, many times throughout my life, that ideas that I've come up with have been copied and stolen. And it's okay with me. It really is okay with me. And Maggie, sometimes I say on the radio, when I talk about politicians, I say represent, and I distinguish between politicians and representatives. And I say representatives are people who work for the common good. Politicians are common, and they work for their own good. So,
yeah. You know, and I think what you're talking about, too, is something we discuss in Power Genes really explicitly. You're talking about what happens when an inspirer comes up against charmer. Because one of the blind spots of the charmer, and it sounds really simple when you just say it, but it bears reading and studying, is charmers are people who are really focused on results, not process, okay? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're after themselves. And so somebody who's claiming to be collaborating with you, but they're not really giving and sharing credit in an even-handed way, and that wasn't your understanding, by the way, is somebody who's just so excited about looking good and getting results for themselves any way that they can, that they're not considering the long-term implications of their relationship with you, their reputation, or even what happens with the idea in the process. That tends to be the blind spot of a charmer. And tragically, when we look at the headlines around politicians and things like this, we see that charmers who, you know, when I was going through those little vignettes, they can be seductive. They can be charming. You know, we love them. They're wonderful. It's how they get elected, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They also have a dark side, a blind spot, if you will, that it would behoove them to look at, where they just want what they want any way that they can get it, and they have some way of rationalizing that to themselves. Now, when you think about working with these people in the context of what we talk about in Power Genes, there's some really great stuff, both for charmers to look at about themselves. So, you know, it would be great if some of the politicians were looking at the power grid and trying to figure out what makes themselves tick. But when you're dealing with people like this, you have to be mindful of the fact that they're easily tempted to take other people's ideas, or they've met you once at a cocktail party, and suddenly in their own mind they can justify this into having a working relationship with you, which isn't the case at all. You just made a little small talk. In sympathy to them, we're often dealing with people that have had to perform since they were children, and they usually had to perform for very needy caregivers. So what makes people this way, it doesn't excuse it, but it's something we can understand. They often have a rough past that they're trying to make up for. When you understand that about them, and you understand how, you know, self-focused they are and how needy they are about attention and getting ahead and things like this, it makes it easier for you to play to their strengths. They're often very strategic problem solvers, very good under fire, great rainmakers, right? They get elected. But, you know, minimize the damage to yourself when you're interacting with them.
Maggie Craddock, Power Genes, great information for you to consider at your workplace. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I don't know why they let me have the controls here in the studio. You know, I don't have a job. No one in their right mind would hire me. But if you do have a job and you want to learn how to work well with the others around you, including your subordinates and your superiors, Maggie Craddock has a great book, Power Genes, Understanding Your Personal Power Persona and How to Wield It at Work. It's a great book. I have it here in the studio, and I keep it in the studio library. Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be with me this afternoon at the 3 o'clock broadcast classroom, and we're going to be taking your call. So if you have some medical questions for Dr. Norman Shealy, brain surgeon, he's with us every Thursday in the afternoon broadcast. So link on the website, usaprepares.com, if you're interested in finding out more about that. Maggie Craddock and I are discussing Power Genes. Maggie, are you at close to the point where you've figured out a little bit more about me and you want to make an announcement about what my persona might be like?
Well, I want to ask you one question on air first.
Sure.
Okay? So what did your dad do for a living, and did your mom work at any point outside the home, and what did she do for a living, or what were her choices?
When I was born in 1952, and at that time, many mothers were stay-at-home mothers, and they felt that their job was to raise their children. So my mom stayed at home and raised me, and she was at home until I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a teacher and a working principal, and that means that he ran a school system, and he also taught classes in the school system. At one point, he was an acting superintendent of the public school system.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, when she went to work, worked in the president's office of a college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are a really straightforward case, Spence. You are definitely an inspirer in that quadrant. And I ask those questions on air because many people actually forget that, you know, some of the choices they make about the jobs to pursue, what success means to them, when enough is enough, when you're working for money in the next paycheck, and when it's actually about meaning and what you're providing to others, those actually come from deep-seated values in the family system. So you remember what we said about the inspirer and caregivers that are dedicated to something greater than themselves? Well, you know, your dad would be dedicated to education. Your mother would be dedicated to the family, which is just, you know, an amazingly wonderful choice. Although I think that women can, you know, obviously be professionals as well, or I wouldn't work as hard as I do. But, I mean, all those things set you up to have a set of values that would enable you to do what you're doing now on the air, to share ideas with other people around the world that might not be able to get those ideas from, let's say, some of the traditional corporate systems, because as we discussed before, it's kind of scary to talk about some of this innovative stuff if it's going to, you know, ruffle feathers with some of the people in senior management. Mm-hmm. So it would set you up to have the inner strength to walk away from a corporate system that didn't work for you and to do something more independent. Because you had mentioned you were you had a traditional corporate job for some time, am I right?
Yes, I was a corporate officer for one of the largest banks in the country.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it takes a lot of inner strength to decide that, you know, something in one of those systems doesn't exactly go your way and you're going to do something independent. You have to believe in yourself to do it, but you have to believe in the values you're following. Most people don't make a break from big systems like that just because the system isn't working for them. Because running away from something isn't enough to give you that kind of conviction. You have to be running towards something as well. So the draw of what you wish to pursue has to be as great as what you don't want to be dealing with. So I would put you as an inspirer. I really would.
I haven't shared this on the air with anyone, but I was a corporate officer. I was a dreamer for one of the largest banks in the country, and my job was to make the experience better for the customers through the use of computing. And one of the systems that I built, one of the very first ones in the country, was an automated response system. That means press one for this, press two for that when you call up. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I did it, but anyway, I ended up leaving that company because of an ethics issue. Mm-hmm. I was the first corporate officer to ever leave that bank.
Yeah.
Maggie Craddock, Power Genes. If you'd like a copy of the book, there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com. And you can get it at Amazon right now. Power Genes, Maggie Craddock. Thank you so much, Maggie. We're going to have you back again and again. I'm Vin Finella, USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones is up next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.